Not in a practical operational sense. So that idea came from, I think, basically the these three entities here. So that's Jonkheim Verenigde, Amsterdam, and the police. In the process before, what was it called? European Soccer Championships or something like that. The Amsterdam Arena had to qualify in terms of security policies of the UEFA, I think it is, whether it was a stadium, a soccer stadium, that could be used to have a safe soccer game in. And one of the regulations from the UEFA stipulated that there should be a certain standoff distance between the, let's say, the physical wall of the soccer stadium and the public space. And, well, for those, if you're familiar with that area, then there is no standoff distance. You can walk up directly up to the stadium and touch it, and then go, whatever, shopping or whatever. So this standoff distance that was not there. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to draw it for you. So we
Thank
have
you.
This down here. So we have this soccer stadium, like, I don't know, like this, goals.
Nice.
And then, seats, stands around it. And then UEFA said, I think it's called UEFA,
yep.
They said you have this perimeter, there we go, around it. You have to have this, so with fences, or so it's a physical perimeter. And then that's where the idea came, because in this standoff distance we have, I don't know, a train station, we have shops, I don't know, this is a shop, we have restaurants and bars and whatever, and it would have a large impact on the public space, and not just the space, but on the people living, working, doing recreation in that area.
Right.
So the entities there said, well, what if... So I think if I deduce what has actually happened, because obviously they did have soccer games there for the European Championships, I think they had a second, let's say, multiple alternative policies to follow. One of them was probably to go into to talk with UEFA and explain them alternative security measures and say, well, we can have this game there without this standoff distance. So that would probably be option number one, and probably the one that they actually used.
Yeah.
The second policy option was the innovative policy option, where they said, well, what if we don't create a physical standoff but a digital one, in the sense that we create an information position for ourselves and for our partners, where we know that we can, with a certain certainty, exclude threats in this area, mm-hmm. which would mean for all practical, there's a term for that. But in practice, it would mean that there would still be a perimeter within which a certain security guarantee could be given, without actually closing it physically off. Mm-hmm. So, meaning, while still allowing, let's say, life, work, and recreation to continue directly around the stadium. So this is the idea of the digital perimeter. And perimeter. And in order to do that, they had several sub-ideas, idea one, two, three. Some of them have made the shortlist. Mm-hmm. So that's the shortlist. Some of them not. And some of them have made, are useful for different purposes. Mm-hmm.